Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, now we can get to first world problems, though. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-BEAK-IT.
Now, these are the problems that are not that big of a deal, but you still want to get it off your chest. We got you. That's why we do first world problems.
Andy wrote us and said, crazy time to be alive. I have to poop, but my phone goes to 2%, and I got to charge my phone to at least 10% before I can go to the restroom. Hashtag first world problem.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Take a book.
Nah, the phone's better, man. From the text, graduating soon, so all my student discounts are going to go away like Prime, Hulu, Spotify. Hashtag first world problems. Wow. I know. Becoming an adult sucks. Adulting.
Do they know if you graduate?
You can ride that out for a minute, right?
I was going to say, do they know you graduate?
As long as you got your ID. I used to use my college ID.
For years.
Man, I think like 6 years
cheating
after.
Cheating the system.
I lost it. I would still use it if I hadn't lost it.
You get away with it?
Oh, yeah. I lost it in the movie. Yeah. My son got into the flour and made a mess everywhere. So I turned on my Roomba to clean it up. But it created a bigger mess, so I had to actually sweep it up. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, I'm guessing flour would be hard.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. You got one on from the text code?
I do. Lauren said the water is shut off in the building, so I'm forced to drink coconut water or LaCroix. Hashtag ew. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. So you have a very big problem.
Yes. So whenever I'm at the gym and I'm trying to record my workout, I can't record my workout on my phone and listen to the music on my headphones at the same time. It'll cut off your music, and then you're just working out in pure quiet, and you have to act like you're listening to music.
Yeah.
That's my first
problem. Wow. That's a problem.
What's your favorite workout to record yourself doing?
I love back and bicep or like shoulder workouts more so than like legs or anything like that.
Yeah.
Don't forget leg day though, girl.
She doesn't.
Oh, girl. No. Okay. I'm sore today.
All right.
Yeah. You don't forget that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
I do wonder how the setting up of the camera works out for the girls at the gym. Because I see them setting it up for the squats and you got to find the right angle.
Yeah. And the right light.
Have you ever recorded yourself?
No. Working out? No. Yeah. Well, you could stop it. Have you worked out?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Of course. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you have a first world problem.
Yes. I'm a huge crafter. I went from a small house, 1,500 square feet with one small front door, to a 54 square foot house with two large front doors. And I have to try and replicate all of my wreaths for the holidays.
Oh no.
It's going to take forever.
Yes. I recently had to redo my Mardi Gras wreath because the store didn't sell the same picks that I bought a few years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. No. That. Wow.
Got to get all crafty.
Yeah. Right.
That's a first world problem,
that's
girl.
A whooping right there. I feel you, Elizabeth. Thank you for your call. Pamela wrote us on the text and said, my electric bill was over $300 this month. But what am I supposed to do? Not have a heated pool? Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, Pamela, we feel you. If you're going to have a pool, you need it heated. You got it.
Wintertime.
Yeah. Oh, we started the conversation again in the hot tub again. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We want to get a hot tub.
You just keep talking about it?
Like above ground or in the ground or what?
Well,
you don't have a pool, right?
It'll be above ground.
Yeah.
But we talk about it, but we always decide not to because Kelly thinks they're gross.
That's what's stopping you from getting a hot tub?
That's really? One of the reasons, yeah.
Doesn't have to get in it.
Yeah, but we want Kelly to come over.
You never have to invite me over to use it.
And if there's a person, there's Kelly judging hot tubs, I know that there's going to be at least more people.
Everybody
come
knows
over.
What you're doing in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Just because of the judgment.
He's doing it either way, but...
I know. But now you know. Because of the hot tub. And nobody wants to get in the hot tub, apparently.
Right.
Because they know.
Yeah, dump extra chlorine in that thing. Try it in.
What's up, Paige?
Hey.
How are you doing?
Doing fine.
So, your daughter's been experiencing first world problems, huh?
Oh, the worst.
What happened?
So she forgot to plug her Chromebook in because at her visual and performing arts school, all kids have a computer. It's a paperless system. Well, it's supposed to be. And she forgot to plug her Chromebook in and had to handwrite her sentences.
Handwriting.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
I could feel the pain already.
You had to carry a pen.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, do they even have pens at those schools?
I guess so.
Thank you, Paige. How much easier would a school been?
Some of those things.
I gotta be honest, I don't think I would have learned
as much.
Because it kind of started happening towards the end of my college.
Yeah.
And people were using books on, you know, devices.
Kindles and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the cool computers you could write on with a stylus and stuff. And I still like highlighting things and writing. I don't know. I think I just kind of...
I think you retained
it better having to read it on paper.
Yeah, there's some studies that say when you write something out, pen to paper, that you retain
your
it
brain
better.
Gets it. Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
And, you know, but the thing is with technology, what do you have to remember when all you have to do is without your phone and Google it?
I heard a kid talking the other day, and he goes, Mom, why do I have to take math class when my phone can give me the answer?
Exactly.
That's true.
That's a valid argument.
But to get through school.
Yeah, you still want to know.
Testing.
Yeah.
The trip part is at church. Like, will you open your Bibles up and everybody pulls out their phone or
that's
their iPad?
Crazy
and
to me.
Yeah,
but they're not always reading the Bible.
What are they reading?
Text message, shopping on Amazon.
Yeah,
getting the
check
scores.
The score.
Yeah, checking the score.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, Shyla.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right, so yours involves a little Wi-Fi.
Yes. I get such good internet at my acting class. I get it better than at my house. But we're not allowed to use our phone at all. So why have such good internet if you're not allowed to use your phone?
Yeah, why have such good Wi-Fi if she can't even use it?
Good point.
Very good point.
Even better than
very valid question.
Yeah.
What are you doing in acting class?
Acting?
We're doing James and the Giant Peach.
What?
James and the Giant
Peach? We're doing the play James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, nice. What are you playing?
We haven't done our parts yet, but from auditions, I'm going to try out for Centipede.
Ooh, Centipede, okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right, Shyla.
You go kill that Centipede part.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Wi-Fi, Nicole said on the text, since my internet is down, I have to manually turn off my smart light bulbs. Hashtag first world problem.
Man.
Oh, that's cool.
When your internet goes down, that is bad. That's bad.
I know. Especially when you're playing Fortnite.
can't have any kills.
No. Middle of the game, dude.
Sorry, JC.
I know. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
All right. Hit us with your first world problem because a lot of parents are going to feel your pain.
Well, this is my little one's first year in Girl Scouts, and I got so excited because it's cookie season. But I just wasn't thinking afterwards about having to deliver them. Now I have 750 boxes to deliver.
Oh, girl.
750 boxes?
Oh, girl.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Can you mail them?
Yeah. Tell them to come pick them up at your house.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing since Saturday.
No, I bet.
It's the moms. It's always the moms that, you know.
The moms get stuck doing it.
Yeah.
Dads, we help.
No, you don't.
No. I tried.
That's why football players on the sideline, I was yelling when they see the camera, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Because Mom's the one doing all the work, man.
That's why we didn't sell tamales this year, by the way.
Because Kenzie didn't want to do it?
Yeah, last year was just a whooping. And then she gets all frustrated and flustered.
They were
so good, but it was angry Kenzie for about 2 weeks. It was better for the marriage not selling this year. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
So, you had an
argument. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You had an argument with your husband?
I did. We're in the position to start looking to buy a beach house.
Yep.
And he wants to go to Florida. I want to go to Texas.
Oh, wow.
I'm with the husband on this one.
For a beach house?
A beach house argument.
Uh-huh. Yeah, girl.
Yeah. That's a first world problem.
Yeah, that is a first world problem.
Total first world problem.
So we're going to give our advice, even though you didn't ask for it.
Yes.
Jenna says Florida.
Definitely.
Well, visit Florida.com says Florida.
Yeah. Kelly says Florida. I'm going to have to go with Florida.
It's unanimous here.
Florida.
Yeah.
Looks like your beach house is going to be in Florida.
I'm sorry. What part of Texas did you want to get it in, Crystal?
Just on the coast, Rockport, Fort Aransas.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I know a guy that's got one.
Yeah, but you
got
to think about Florida. You can go almost any time of year to that beach house.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. You can choose Gulfside.
She's thinking about driving, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you are.
You're thinking about getting there.
No, I would not drive.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, the show sides with your husband.
Take the private plane to the beach house.
Right.
JC, come on, get it right now.
Come on now.
I'll drive the plane. No, we're not there yet.
Well, Crystal, good luck with whatever you guys decide, but we know you'll come to a compromise and you'll get that house in Texas.
Right, because that's what mama wants.
Yeah.
That's what mama
wants.
Man,
that beachfront bargain hunt show. You ever watch that?
No,
I can't because I want to get stuff and I can't.
You want to. It makes you want to so bad. They're like, I want a beachfront property. Uh-huh. I've got six kids and my budget is $75,000.
Wow.
And they find one.
Like how?
It's crazy.
But if we try to do it, there's no way we could find it. No way whatsoever.
It is fun to watch.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
Hi, good. How about y'all?
Doing awesome. All right. First world problem involving that five-year-old, huh?
Yes, so I have a five-year-old who is sick with the flu and is stuck at home with me, and now I can't take my nap.
Yeah, that's the thing moms look for.
Well, isn't that when you give your kid an extra dose of sleepy time medicine?
That's when I just...
sleepy tea or something.
I know it's bad, but that's when you just give the kid the iPad for about 30.
Yeah.
Let's just watch a couple shows there. You'll be all good. Yeah, I feel you on that, Andrew.
Sorry, no nap for you today.
And one last one here from Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, so I have to draw my eyebrows on for the first time pretty much ever, and so I forget that I drew them on. Well, I go to wipe my eyes because the makeup makes them itch, and I take off the makeup.
Oh, no. What happened to the eyebrows? The beautician messed it up?
The lady that does it, she messed up on them, and there's like one little bald spot kind of on one of them.
Oh, man.
That's a big mess up. Hopefully it grows back.
Yeah.
Do you ever draw angry eyebrows?
You.
Do you ever go with how you're feeling in the morning? Like if you're angry, you do the angry eyebrow?
No.
That's
you can get the tattoo done.
You can't get the tattoo.
A lot of women do that.
What's it called? Microblading?
Microblading.
That's a tattoo thing?
I did a long time ago.
Yeah.
Not a fan, but most all of my friends do it or have done it and like it. It hurts.
Kinsey got it done. My wife got it done.
I didn't like it. So yeah, mine was a few years ago, so it's faded, but it does help you not overpluck because then it's, you know where not to pluck past, if that makes sense. So it was good.
How long does it last?
I don't know. It depends. Maybe about a year.
Oh, okay. So
it starts to fade. Everyone's different. It's a semi-permanent tattoo, technically.
Very interesting.
It's going to fade.
Get a Sharpie.
Yeah, you can just get that.
Or Mike's girlfriend.
What's that?
What?
She had an ex-girlfriend that did that?
He's so critical today of women.
That's not being critical. That's a true story.
She did. Oh, she used Sharpie, actual marker?
She really did. She shaved them off and then marked them on there.
But they didn't grow back. Some people do that and they don't
permanent
grow back.
Marker?
I don't know if it was a permanent marker, but it kind of looked like it.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, they tell you don't shave your, swimmers. They'll shave their eyebrows.
Because it cuts down
like
a millisecond.
0.0001 seconds of your lap time. But yeah, it might not grow back, so you got to be really careful when it comes to the eyebrows. I want to get the Charlie Puth line. I think that looks cool.
That's a scar, though. That's
it is a scar.
Some people do it on purpose.
Like Vanilla Ice used to do it, I think.
Yeah.
He still does.
Well, there you go.
Couple guys.
I can do it for you.
Will you? Yeah, I'm down to do that.
Yeah, need a trimmer. What do you need?
Maybe next time Charlie Puth comes by, so we can do twinsies. All right, thank you, Kid Nation, for your first world problem. We'll get back to it when we get back from vacation. So hold on to those. There are still first world problems.
They'll keep.
And coming up next, we are going to go into the Raspberry Evans estate. And see what's going on.
Mm.
There was an argument.
Tension of brewing.
Did it have to do with a beach house property?
Oh, wow.
We'll get into Kelly and Alan's dilemma next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to have our own office argument here in about 20 minutes. All revolving around birthdays. Will the celebrations continue here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show? Or will the Grinch win?
By the Grinch, you mean?
White cheddar.
Yes.
The birthday Grinch.
The Grinch ain't green.
The birthday Grinch.
It's pasty white.
It's very pasty white, but delicious on macaroni and cheese. White cheddar is my favorite right now. The cheese and our producer.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelly, what's been going on out there in Evans Manor?
How long y'all been married, first of all?
July 1st will be our 2-year anniversary of marriage. But we've been together over 3 years now.
Yeah.
Hey! Train.
My man.
Met on Bumble.
Met on Bumble.
A year later, he proposed, and 5 months after that, we got married. So it's, you know, and quick in some people's books.
Yeah.
That's what we did. So after we got married, Alan and I just got really comfortable with each other and started putting food in our mouths and going out to drink a lot of cocktails. So we decided we gotta stop this. So together we went on this weight loss program, and it's been really great doing it with your husband.
Yeah.
He cooks at night. He's taken over all cooking, Jenna.
Oh, really?
It's been
oh, good.
Awesome.
So what's he been making for you guys?
Like, no, he just makes real healthy stuff. He
chicken
takes
and stuff.
What we can eat and turns it, you know, spices and. You know, yeah. He does it really well. I do all the cleaning up, and he does all the cooking, and I love that arrangement.
Okay.
It's been really good.
Wow.
But, you know, and so I'm eating the same things he's eating, basically. And he's losing weight a little bit more rapidly than I am. That's the way it is.
It's been said men tend to be able to lose it a little bit faster for some reason.
Muscle mass, and your muscle burns fat, and that's really what it boils down to, right?
Yeah.
So it's not fair, but it is what it is, and I know that. Intelligently.
Okay.
But sometimes emotionally it's like
still frustrating.
Dang it, you know, I'll hit a plateau and I won't drop anything, and he'll, you know, cheat just a little bit and still drop a pound and a half.
Yeah.
So it's like frustrating. So the other day,
is he taunting in front of your face? I've lost blah blah blah.
Well, he lets me
I lost something.
Yeah. And you're stuck on a plateau. No, he doesn't sing that. But okay. He usually, first thing when he wakes up, he texts me how much he lost this morning. I'm like, great, good for you.
so supportive.
So now he's lost more weight than I've never seen him this thin. He started off.
This is skinnier than when you met him?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's about 10 pounds less than when I met him.
So he went from skinny jeans to skinnier jeans to skinniest.
Right. He was.
What did he start at?
Well, 207.
Okay.
And yesterday he weighed, and he was down to 180.5.
Wow. Whoa, Alan.
Right?
Wow.
Whoa.
And he said, you know, originally his goal, this is where the fight kicks in, Jenna.
Oh,
I wouldn't say it was a fight. It was more of like, what did you just say?
Oh, I know where
this is going,
Kelly. He's several weight.
He's gone from A-train to like a Corvette, you know?
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm about to be mad with you.
Thank you. Because he thinks I'm totally irrational. This is no reason he doesn't understand.
Don't worry, Alan. We'll be here to try to rein it in.
His original goal was just to get to 180 because why not? You know, I'm going to go for it. But the spirit, he's like, but we're not in a competition. We're not in a competition. This isn't it. This is about doing you and being the best version of you.
Yeah.
He said, I've got a new goal.
Oh, boy. Just in case something gets flying, I don't want to be able to duck.
Oh, boy.
What do you say?
My new goal, Kelly Raspberry, my beloved wife, is to get down to your starting weight.
No, you damn. Yo, man, that's how it was going to be here to bring it in, bro.
Oh, boy.
Too thin for him.
Oh.
Why is that a goal?
Oh, boy. So what was your response to this, Kelly Red?
It wasn't what I'm doing right now.
What did you
what
throw?
Did you say? Okay.
Yeah, what did you throw that vase you don't like?
I couldn't. I was like, you've got to be kidding. I was offended.
Yeah.
Did you look at him?
Hurt.
What did you just say?
What are you doing? I thought it wasn't a competition. You know, but I sucked it up because I had to go. So last night on the podcast, I said, I'm going to share it. I'm going to tell this story because we share our lives.
Yeah.
Sandwiches Some Lovin' is about what happens in, you know, blending families, relationship issues. And we've been sharing our weight loss journey with our podcast family.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, you're going to tell the story. You're going to make me look bad. I said, I can't. How can I make you look any worse? So I said, then you tell it, Alan.
We got
to
call
Alan.
Alan
tells it on the podcast. But Jenna, he tells what my starting weight was.
Oh, Alan, you did it again.
I know you did.
Oh, Ray,
Train.
Train
in the house.
Back that train up.
What are you doing? He said, well, you told that on the radio. I said, I didn't tell that number on the radio. I told the number when I weighed on the radio. That was less than what you just told on the podcast.
So you left it up it's up there?
Alan, A-Train, my man.
What is his reasoning for wanting to get down to your starting weight, as
just
he calls it?
I guess just to see that he can.
What, do you want to disappear?
You're right.
I think he's at a good weight now.
Yeah, I haven't weighed. I mean, I guess I'm a little taller than Alan, not much, but I haven't weighed that since high school.
He's 6'1".
Yeah,
Alan's about my height, maybe a little bit taller, because he's probably 6'1 and a half. But
it's just, you know, you get a number, you know, he's on this
I get it,
train.
I guess.
Yeah, this weight loss train, the A-train on the weight loss train, and he's just, now I'm just going to see if I can do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one thing you can't do in a marriage. You can't weigh what your wife weighs at any point.
Especially that's the thing. If you were above.
Before or after.
I know some women date smaller in stature men, and I've never had a height thing. You know, I'm kind of cool with it if he's great. But I don't want to feel like I could potentially suffocate a man if I was.
Yeah. You don't want to be the big spoon?
I can get down with being big spoon, but I don't want to worry about his breathing if I was like laying on top of him.
Like if you're cuddling, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, boy. So
how did he, on today's podcast that dropped. Yeah, if you want to hear it, it's at 10. Here I am promoting because, hey.
Well,
it's out there. Uh-huh. I want people to listen to our podcast.
How does he react when your feelings are hurt like that?
Well, he doesn't mean to hurt my feelings.
I know that. He's a nice guy.
Like, hey, oh, babe.
Did he dig his way out of this in any way?
No, I mean, what's there to dig?
I don't know.
I don't know. If your feelings are hurt, will he bring you flowers today?
He has to gain 10 pounds to make me feel better. That's what I can say.
Tell him to get in the gym and get some muscle.
Ooh-wee. Alan.
Yeah.
A-Train, my man, come on. He's a magician. He could snap something and get his way out of that some kind of way.
Yeah. Oh. You want to bring some donuts to say sorry?
No!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So anyway, that's it.
Did you want to get up and leave during the podcast when this happened?
This is towards the end of the podcast,
Open mouth.
I said, this was worth sitting through all the previous podcast stories we told to get to that.
Uh-huh. So last night, I'm assuming there was no sandwich or loving.
No.
Yeah, no carbs.
Open mouth insert.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Woo!
Fast forward to the podcast next week when Alan's apologizing.
Yeah. She got me. I'm fighting for my life.
Well.
Oh, Alan, man. I'm trying to get you back, but I can't.
It's nice to know that he messes up.
Because he truly is perfect.
He's a nice guy. I love Alan to death. But it's
he didn't mean. I know he didn't mean it from a malicious place.
Right.
What a punch in the gut.
Oh, man.
It's just nice to know that he makes mistakes.
Yeah.
You know. My man, I feel you, dog.
Let's get Alan about 190. He'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, 190. We'll get him to the gym.
Oh, boy.
All right. Kelly, you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
You do look awesome. And Alan's skinny jeans, awesome as well. Well, coming up next, all right, we got to get into this debate. The office birthday party. Are they a whooping at your office? Or are you guys always super happy? Because here, we're not.
We got a mixed bag.
Mixed reactions.
We got a mixed bag.
I'm curious to see how everybody feels voted about it, because I know what we say on the air, but off the air might be a different
right.
Yeah, these
feeling.
are true feelings. White Cheddar, our executive producer, sent out a questionnaire regarding our birthday celebrations here at the office. He asked us to answer honestly and how we really do feel.
Are we keeping it anonymous?
Are we keeping it anonymous, Cheddar? Yes or no? Maybe, he says.
It has to be.
I don't care if mine remains anonymous. I'm cool with you guys knowing what I feel about the birthday celebrations here. But if you want it to be anonymous, Kelly, we can protect you.
I didn't know if that's what we were doing.
All right. So we'll get into our birthday celebration discussion next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Do you want to know what's happening with the celebrities? Well, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 20 minutes with Kelly Raspberry. She's working super hard on it. Did you hear back from Alan?
No.
Is he awake?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And he usually texts me and stuff, and he hasn't.
See there?
Normally he texts me when we talk about it on the radio, but he hasn't said anything.
And he wasn't himself, you listening. Think he would, right?
Yeah. Maybe he's writing you an apology.
Maybe that's
He's probably still got his foot in his mouth. He can't talk right now.
Yeah, he's coming up here with flowers.
You can't act the high and mighty guys out there, because we've all put our foot in our mouths when it comes to our girl. It just happens that Alan's girl is on the radio.
Oh, he just sent me a selfie. He's on the treadmill right now.
Yeah, right.
It's getting close.
Yeah.
All right, so White Cheddar's in the studio with us right now.
Yep.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, man.
But this is the thing. This happened about, it's been over a year and a half, I think, is when you first brought this up, and we had no idea how much you hated the idea of celebrating.
Yeah, it's been bubbling a long time.
Everywhere. Yeah, I'm just speaking on behalf of other people. This isn't necessarily just me as well.
Oh, you're a vessel.
I am.
Oh, wow.
A large vessel.
Who's riding that vessel with
I'm
you?
I'm making waves.
Are there a lot of people riding it with you?
Maybe.
Okay. And in this office that we have here, you don't know it because you just hear the four of us. There's 30 people at work here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So I would be curious to see, you know, how everybody else weighs in.
And this is usually how it goes down. We have a list on the fridge in the back in the kitchen for birthdays. And then, you know, one of our office managers will usually buy a cake. And we go to the back after we're off the air, and Russ films it, and we sing happy birthday, and they get a card and a cake.
Well, yeah. Hold on. We don't sing happy birthday. About three of us start singing. The rest, we're walking up as we are.
Al starts it walking down the hall.
Yes.
That's what it has become. It has digressed to, because originally what you would do on the refrigerator sheet with your birthday, you got to choose the flavor cake you had.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what you get.
Everybody got to choose their favorite cake.
That's true.
Everybody's birthday was celebrated individually, and a community card was passed around the office that progressively got meaner and meaner to the point where they finally did away with the card.
Yeah.
And then we finally got, Robert, I believe, this was your influence, that we went from celebrating everyone's individual birthdays to celebrating just January birthdays on one day.
Correct.
Just February. Yeah. So that was your doing.
It was.
But that's not good enough for you, Robert.
No, I also am the one who tore the sheet down off the refrigerator.
I know.
Right.
Did you notice how we put it back up one time? Yeah. And then you tore it back
Alan
down.
Kept putting his name on it, so we could.
Little Alan.
Yeah. Oh, Alan.
Okay, so you want to make a move or a motion to eliminate acknowledgement of birthdays?
I was just gauging what should we do.
Okay.
Does it have to be the same we've always done it? Can we change it? Can we make it better?
Is there something we can do?
Bring back Fun Day.
How'd you come up with all these questions that you emailed us?
We were just all talking about it recently, and then I just started.
Because we do have some text messages saying that they're going through the same thing in their office, and they're wondering if they could get the questionnaire as well.
Sure.
So maybe we can drop that down at kidnation.com so you could do the same thing at your office.
I thought about it. I just think it doesn't have to be birthdays, but we lack a good team-building environment
community.
Sometimes. It's kind of the only chance we ever have to go.
That comes up at some points.
Okay, good.
Might be still nice to do. Because, you know, we hear about a lot of offices that offer, like, workouts, or they treat the women to spa days. I got my nails done yesterday, and there are all these women in there going, oh, yeah, our boss pays for us once a month to get our nails done.
Wow, good
I was
boss.
Like, what?
Once a month?
And then there's also a lot of businesses that don't do it at all.
Don't do anything.
For legal reasons.
And I think that's more the norm.
Yeah.
They don't
it's
do,
because
just don't
no
do
one
like
wants
that.
To discriminate someone or age or
yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I don't have fingernails.
Yeah. You did that for them.
He means birthdays.
So how'd you go about this? Did you pick some of your favorite answers from?
I compiled everyone. Should we just start off with we do it or should we not?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, the question was should we, and you could answer for each and every person's birthday once a month. Once a quarter, once a year, or not at all.
The overwhelming response was?
Well, it was pretty close between not at all.
Oh, wow.
That actually was the winner. And second was one time a month.
All right, so we're done with the...
I voted for everyone. I wanted everyone to get acknowledgement on their birthday.
I voted once a month. I think once a month is...
I forgot what I voted for.
Here's the thing about the questionnaire. If you answered E, not at all... Was there even a need to answer the rest of the questionnaire?
There were a lot of other ones. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's
because
very true.
It's like,
all irrelevant.
You don't need my opinion because I vote not at all.
Right. I voted not at all, but I still answered all the questions because I thought just in case one everybody wins or once a quarter wins, I still want my opinion to be out.
You
correct.
Voted not at all.
I did.
I got you.
Wow.
Because,
Al, did you ever get around to voting?
Yeah. I voted once a month the way we do it now.
But
that's fine with me.
My answer was influenced by the follow-up question.
Okay.
Which is what?
It was if you voted not at all.
Not at all, how would you like to see the $400 savings this year spent?
So if you didn't answer not at all, you weren't allowed to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they did anyway.
No, not too many people did.
No.
Family dinner was one, a fun outing for the office staff, or a lunch at the office where everyone could just hang out.
Yeah. Community.
One is updating people's computers. we don't want cake. We want to do our jobs efficiently, is what was answered.
Passive
aggressive.
Who's passive aggressive?
I'm probably not at liberty to say
that. Anybody want to admit to that?
That's probably white cheddar.
Yeah, does anyone?
Oh, Nick admitted it.
That's Nick. Okay.
Producer Nick.
He wants
yes.
computers updated?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Yes.
Okay.
By the way, George is out of town. Bossman George, out of town, did not answer the replies to the survey.
Oh, okay, he's busy in New York, though.
Right. He's part of it.
But he's pro-birthday.
Yeah, 100% pro-birthday.
100%.
Yes.
Should there be cake served at the celebration? It was pretty even.
Okay, I think I'd put yes on that.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I think it does bring joy to a certain percentage of the office folks.
Some people said cookies, ice cream, whatever. Some tacos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear about people getting like to choose their meal.
Because a lot of times
meal.
We don't eat the cake.
That's what I said. I was like, half the time we have a cake left over in the fridge, and then I'm out there sneak eating it.
Let me just say,
because I don't want to be judged.
About putting things into the universe, 2 years ago, I wrote my request for my birthday in a year was to freeze my eggs, and that got things in motion.
The birthday.
And I got to freeze my eggs.
Huh. Mm. I'm going to put raise.
yeah. I put it in the universe, manifesting.
Yeah.
One thing also was a few people put birthday person's choice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
There you go.
Which is what we used to do.
And then one person also said they once asked for an ice cream cake and was told no. A short time later, someone more important asked for an ice cream cake and was told yes.
That's sad.
Who wants to admit to that?
Who was more important?
And whose fault was that?
I wonder who was more important.
I didn't ask for an ice cream cake.
Why not?
I wonder who's, who wrote that down.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's everybody's all being all quiet.
Who's
now.
The more important person? I want to know that.
Yeah, who got the ice cream cake?
So Kelly got an ice cream cake.
I never asked for an ice cream cake.
No. Not me.
I have an ice cream cake. Not is me. So good.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having one, but I've never asked for
it. I asked for a regular cake.
I do remember one, but...
You guys, I don't remember who it was for.
I don't remember either. You guys kept changing mine to protein cake.
Yeah, I did that.
Thanks, <John. laughs>
protein cake. Yeah.
Another question was, should there be a tier system?
No.
Support staff
equality.
On one tier?
No.
On-air staff
I root
on another
for, tier? I root for, well, that's. I'm just throwing out my opinion. I said equality.
A lot of people
equality.
Vote equality. Not everybody.
Oh, really? Who doesn't want to be equal?
Who didn't?
Who doesn't want to be equal?
Who was it?
Kelly.
Huh? Was it you, Kelly?
No, it's not me.
Although, I don't want to celebrate with them.
There is also one response that says the on-air people, like JC's one-wheel thing that costs a lot of money.
I didn't ask for that.
So should everyone get the expensive gift or should everyone get the $25 gift card?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that.
It caused just a lot of
tension
in the office.
You didn't just ask for
saying.
That. It was given to you. But then, I mean, if you really wanted to start a valuation, how much money do you bring in the company?
So much.
I mean, I'm just saying you could argue for that.
Right.
You know?
But then are we doing equality or are we not?
I like equality.
Okay.
Yeah, I put equality.
Yeah. But he didn't ask for that.
Yeah, I didn't ask
equality.
For
that.
I don't ask for a gift, I promise.
Would you like to receive a physical card by everyone, an electronic card, or no card? Was another question.
I think I went with card signed by everyone. Even though
you were the one person that said card signed by everyone.
Even though
the one person.
Real
sometimes
card.
They're fun to go back and look at.
When's the last time you went back and looked at one of the birthday cards from here?
I don't still have. I don't keep cards really.
Yeah, it's been a while, but.
Well, you said sometimes it's
sometimes
fun to look back.
It's fun to go back and like when I'm moving, for example, I saw a ton of cards from here or from wherever.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of, oh, look at that.
And then you threw it in the trash?
No, I kept them in a little box.
Yeah, I said no, I think, to all
of
that.
No,
me too.
Card. No one wants a card.
I said an e-card would be okay.
Yeah. Would you prefer a cash gift based on the years of service to the company?
Yes.
I don't think I said no.
Yes, $100 per year of employment was one answer.
Oh,
wow.
Yo. That would
be nice.
Yeah. Mighty ambitious.
But we do get into your bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah. Our inequality there.
Yeah.
Just us.
Shit.
Oh, my bad.
Would you like to have your work area or desk decorated for your birthday?
No.
I put what work area?
Yeah, we don't have an office. Well, we don't have an office.
No.
Did anyone say yes?
One person.
Who said yes?
Justin.
probably
Jeff.
Gotta be. Well, I guess two, technically. Lacey said yes, and then I believe Alicia said that's fine.
Okay.
Which is
that's fine. Oh, Lacey, because Lacey is in the corner in the woman room, and it's all dark in there, so I get why
why
she probably
turn
wants
on
to.
The light?
But it's,
why? It's your birthday. Turn on the lights. Happy birthday.
Part of me is like,
do you lights or electricity?
75% of the office doesn't want it. Why wouldn't we just celebrate the ones that still do? Because it makes them happy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes us unhappy.
It's
but
forced
makes
them, fun, as I like to call it.
It makes them feel loved.
What you call it?
But forced I want to feel loved when it comes naturally, not because the boss man told us we have to. I don't want it to be an office mandate. Right. It's my thing, you know?
We do a lot of things that are mandated.
Birthdays coming to work.
Another one.
Now that I know that means a lot to Lacey, I think I would be more inclined to
for Lacey.
Help out. Yeah,
although she did answer her answers, if all I'm going to just throw her out under the bus, she was very politically correct. Like a couple of times, she's even well, kid, you know, like to celebrate birthdays.
Oh, dropping the kid.
No, he hated it.
Kid was rarely at the birthday celebration.
Right.
He'd be in his office and singing from his office.
He'd be in his car on the way home.
And then he'd be like, Tamara, bring me my cake.
Another question was, would you prefer to receive a personal holiday on your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an option.
You
want to
take your birthday off?
Yeah. I mean,
that's your floating holiday? Yeah.
No.
I said no.
And I said it's known that mostly my birthday lands on spring break. But I think that'd be cool for some
people.
That'd
be cool.
A lot of people wanted to just use it any day, though.
Yeah.
That's just your floating.
My birthday day.
Yeah. I say everybody, except us. I don't think here on the show we should take the day off for our birthday. But everybody else, I think support staff should be able to.
I said I'd like to think that the show would not function without me. And I would think that everybody would like to think, even in the back, the show can't function without me.
Really?
Mm. I would like to think that. Uh-huh. I don't need a day off. Me.
You're right, Kevin.
We should all feel
cancel
that way.
The show. Me, it's me, Kelly's me. Birthday.
We should all feel that way. Me, okay. me.
Yes. Reverse it. You bring treats for everyone in the office to celebrate your birthday.
Mm. I'm down with that. That sounds kind of fun.
Again,
they do it in elementary
school.
If
that's something if everyone wanted, I would do it.
Well, you'd be in charge. So if you don't bring anything, we don't get anything, we don't celebrate your birthday, basically. And I said, usually my wife likes to come up. It does land on my day, my wife comes up here and brings the arroz con leche for us.
Yeah. Shannon's mom used to bring her cake on her birthday.
Yeah.
So I'd be down with that. Because I have help.
But a lot of people said no, the worst idea ever.
It does make sense when you say that's what they do in school. I didn't think about that. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer a breakfast potluck once a month?
No!
No!
Why not? No!
You said yes, didn't you, JC?
No, I said no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Omelet bar from across the street.
Especially, like,
once a month.
I don't trust some of the food that's being
omelet
made
bar?
Around here.
Oh,
no, sorry.
Bar?
I was still on the previous question. I was just going deep on that. Omelet bar. I mean, that is the cool thing. We do have an opportunity to get, because of our positions, people like to bring us food.
Yeah.
This month's birthday is sponsored by Omelet Zara.
This could actually be a way for the show to make more money.
I said
no. Advertising.
I said no because too many people have weird diets in our office now. Everybody's
That's
got a different
true.
Thing. Everybody, can you eat this? No, I can't.
No. Yeah, no. I only eat eggs from chickens that I can see their photo.
Exactly. Right. Jenna wants her chickens to have first names.
I want to know what his name is and what his life's like.
I said no because the food gets left out. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I don't know who. Everybody's like, it's not my problem. That's my problem. And somebody always puts food down the sink, don't they, Robert?
Yep.
And somebody always reaches in with their little flu fingers. And grabs food from there and then gets the sauce.
Maybe I just have my business pants on, but I'm thinking about ways to monetize these birthday celebrations.
Mm.
I could reach out to some party planners. We could promote their business.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Robert, are you down with that?
If we actually made money for the company to not only pay for the celebration, but it actually made the company money.
I'm interested,
how
Jenna.
You
anytime
argue
we're
that.
Making money, I'm in.
And I'm in right there. Yeah, you got me interested here with your business pants.
My business pants.
Would y'all prefer to have a birthday buddy? You're assigned a birthday buddy at the beginning of the year, and your buddy is responsible for organizing the office celebration for you.
No.
No?
No.
No.
I put no. We have an office manager. I think his name's Justin. And he can take a break from getting Splenda. Overly priced paper.
No. Birthday buddy.
No. We did have two yeses on that.
Who said yes?
I believe Shannon.
No, she didn't have any friends.
And
she's out. She has us 30 people here.
I'm just kidding,
And then someone else, honestly, this seems like a great show bit. Your birthday buddy.
Birthday buddy.
Seems like a
that
woman.
That does, because then it's like, my birthday buddy sucks.
Yeah, because whoever gets Al, we're screwed.
What if it's like...
Now you're doing nothing.
But what if it's like... It's cash, though. But what if it's like a secret Santa?
Okay.
So you don't know who your birthday buddy is until the year, the end of the year.
Oh.
So it's a secret, so... it might become a competition, like who can one up. You know, that might be kind of interesting. At the end of the year, you find out who your birthday buddy was.
That's true. That's maybe.
Or on your birthday, you find out who the birthday buddy was.
Right.
Because that started eliminating people,
that's
right?
That's fine. But it's no one here pays attention to what's going on anyway.
Yeah, we'll all forget.
That's kind of a neat idea. I didn't think about it like that. I was just thinking about organizing a party like Woodman.
Yeah.
But
what about when you get to choose? I liked the question about choosing a charity of your choice for your birthday funds to be donated.
That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm. That was a question that everyone said no.
Okay.
My philanthropic side.
No, I said put the money towards good coffee and snacks.
Right.
No. Always ask for a vending machine. We've never gotten that.
I'm going to look for sponsors in all of my free time for these birthday celebrations. I'm going to try and find a new revenue stream.
I thought I said anything else you think for birthday parties. I said we should do a drawing at the beginning of the year. That person is the birthday of the year. And we do a blowout party for them.
For that one person?
Yeah, well,
you're
going
to win, just like you always win at every Christmas party.
I did put in that if I do win, you get taken out the next year, so you can't win back-to-back years. And then we all show up at a bar, we sing karaoke, have drinks, eat together, have a good time as a company for that one person, and you get to be special for that year. Except we're not doing it at Al's bar.
Huh?
That's the one thing. Goes too far.
That's a lot of work.
One of the other ideas for that, though, was if it's your birthday, you get to pick one of the recurring bits on the show, and we have to do it. If your favorite bit's whatever Wednesday and your birthday's on a Monday,
we're doing it.
Do it anyway.
Okay, that's
cool.
A good one, too.
I like that.
So, it's your day. We get to do what you want.
I like that.
I like that,
So birthdays are off then, huh? Basically.
No, we're still going to keep doing exactly what we
Well, I like the time you took to get the survey, White Cheddar. Well done, sir.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
We have an update on the Allen situation. he did text. He said, sorry, I missed the segment this morning. I was doing some cardio.
Right.
I'm like, come on, my dude. You're my number one listener. Come on.
Oh, my man.
Allen losing that weight like a champion. All right, let's get some tidbits.
It's time for Tidbit News.
All right, people, we're going to blow your mind today with Tidbit News.
Uh-oh.
We've been eating pineapple all wrong.
What?
Normally, you have to slice the pineapple. It's a whoopin'. You don't know how to cut it right. Do you do the long ways? Do you do horizontal? All that stuff. Apparently, the right way to do it, and it's been posted on a TikTok video, is I guess you just got to cut off the top of it, and a pineapple is actually composed of a bunch of berries, and you could just pick those out. And they basically come out as a slice. It is life-changing. We have the video right now on Kid TV. We will be posting it because we need to do it that way from now on. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
You just grab that the little
spiky part.
The spiky part and you pull up and it comes out like a little slice. Perfectly.
I've never once had a pineapple, so I didn't...
Me neither. In fact, I was about to ask.
Because it's cool.
All the slices that I've seen have a round center, right?
Everything's like round, right?
Everybody so there's something in the center of the pineapple.
Yes,
I don't know.
I think you have to take that core part all the way out at the top when you cut.
And that's what happens when you cut the top part of it, apparently.
So you cut the top part off, I guess.
Isn't that
they
cool,
have the zigzag.
Speaking of fruit.
Yeah.
How do you grow a seedless orange versus a... an orange with a seed in it.
With invisible seeds.
Because
Google it.
It is science.
I know.
Aren't those lab fruits, basically? Like seedless watermelon? Yeah. There's got to be lab because somehow they took the seeds out and that's what you need.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy them.
Yes.
Genetic mutations that humans discovered and cultivated.
Yeah.
Huh.
But they're still good to eat, right? We're not going to get sick down the road.
But I'd prefer to have a seedless, but then, I just thought, I don't know what I thought. But I just bought some the other day, a bag of oranges, and they all got seeds. So anyway.
I started giving up on spitting out the seeds, and I just swallow them.
Really?
Yeah, because it's too much work.
Watermelon seeds, I can kind of get down with. Orange,
The orange seeds, if I just sometimes just swallow it whole.
Yeah.
I used to not as a kid because my mom said a tree would grow in my belly, but... Turns out she was wrong.
I used to date a girl that eats the rind of a lemon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lemon, I believe.
Yeah.
She would eat that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not down with that.
No,
I'm not cool with that.
Pretty bitter.
Speaking of food stuff, have you heard of or had Milk Coke?
No.
That's milk mixed with Coca-Cola. The hashtag milk Coke has been trending online, and surprisingly, a number of people actually do like it.
Well, it's like a Coke float, exactly. Sort of, right?
Yeah. Instead of ice cream, you're using milk. And it looks it looks like Kahlua, I guess. Mm. Or coffee with a lot of creamer in it.
I don't know if I would
I'm
like
that.
I'm
not
interested. I'm intrigued. I think I'm going to try it today and report back.
Okay.
I'm just not a big soda guy myself, but...
You like it flat.
I like it flat. That's why I like root beer floats, which is basically... I mean, like Jenna said, this is basically what you're doing. It's just a milk Coke float. Hmm.
Let us know.
Yeah. Or not. I'm not curious about that at all.
I bet you it tastes good, since a lot of people like it. Researchers at MIT used a stock photo of a hipster last week alongside a study that found hipsters end up looking like each other, right? So all the hipsters are looking alike if you go to a party with a bunch of hipsters.
Same haircut.
Yeah, they all look alike.
Yeah. Same style.
Well, then a guy complained because he's like, hey, I'm the model in that photo. You guys are using me and using derogatory terms against us hipsters. I am offended.
So hipsters derogatory now?
What's the derogatory?
Just the way they were describing. Yeah, saying that they all look alike and stuff. So it turned out that it was actually a different hipster that looked exactly like him.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't really him.
Proving
poor guy.
The point.
Right.
Which proved the point right there. Poor guy. A recent study found that the average affair, if you're thinking about cheating and you're going to write the love letters to Kelly to fix that, but it costs you quite a bit of money. About $444 a month
for your side.
For an affair. That's $100, $123 for hotel, $162 for dinner and drinks, $54 for gifts, $69 on things like movie tickets, and $36 to cover other various costs. So it turns out to be a very expensive ordeal.
So cut them a check.
What mistresses do?
I don't know.
No.
Dinner and movies?
And hotel.
Cheap hotels? No.
I guess. Really? $123 for a hotel. I mean,
imagine if you got to buy them a whole house.
Yeah, like what? Like Wendy's?
Wendy's husband?
Allegedly.
Mm.
$444, and that's something that a spouse would probably notice missing, unless you're super rich. But
yeah,
in a regular relationship, you'd notice if $500 were missing each month.
Well, that's why a dude might have a side hustle or a side piece.
How much did your side pieces cost back in the day?
It's hard to put a price on it. On love.
Was it about that, though?
Hard to put a price on love, JC.
A laptop for all?
Yeah, jeans?
Jeans here and there, laptop, you know, various little gifts, trinkets.
Al used to put a price on love.
Yeah, I've said for in the past that you could just cut a girl a check instead of buying all of these things. This is for your main girl, not just necessarily a side piece.
Not your side piece.
Not your side piece.
Okay.
But, you know, you think about how much money you spend going out to dinner, okay, say...
You're missing the quality time facet of this.
Exactly. I would like to miss the quality time. At least
he
I was just...
cut to the chase.
So you want a prostitute.
I think all that is illegal except in Nevada.
Just say, hey, baby, instead of us doing all this stuff, let me just cut you a check for $1,500. All right, let's just do that. Because everything is all about money anyway.
Did you ever do that?
It's not all about money. Not for me.
Mm.
I take care of myself.
That's why I could never date you, Jenna. That's the reason.
And she's been trying for years.
Yeah. So glad I found someone now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you think about it.
Uh-huh.
Logistically, that's the same thing.
You're basically calling every woman a prostitute.
No, I'm not, Kelly.
That's
not at all.
There's an element of dating that, you know, but for some girls that want to be taken care of. But, I mean, how would you say all girls are the same? How am I the same? When I buy myself, I split trips, I buy myself things.
I'm not saying all girls are the same. I'm saying from a guy's standpoint, it would be...
You're speaking for all guys now?
It would be almost cheaper and less time-consuming to just cut them a check.
But what about the whole process of getting to know them and falling in love?
Yeah, what about that?
And the intimacy.
Which happens through the conversation you have at that dinner that you bought.
Yeah. Mm. And travel together.
And the opening up that happens when you buy her that glass of wine and you're both drinking.
Just write a check.
So what do you want her for?
Well,
you know.
No, I'd love for you to.
You know.
And do you even have enough money right now to pay a girl?
A small girl.
Mini.
What?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
A portion of a girl.
Okay, you're just digging.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, Big Al's thoughts on relationships.
What?
I've started a conversation on the text. Here's a few of them.
Okay, please.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
Hi, we're here to arrest Big Al. I love the way Al thinks.
Thank
you. Give me a check anytime, boo. Give me a call. LOL, Aaron.
There we go, Aaron. Yeah. All right.
See for every womanizing comment Al makes, 15 more feminists are born.
Welcome.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind dating a businesswoman who thought like Big Al Mack. Hmm. She too busy? She cuts me a check. Uh-huh. I take care of the rest.
All right then. See?
And Al got up on the wrong side of the bed. And look, he chose that side since he sleeps alone.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.